For example, the vice president talked about the no enrichment commitment. And again, I would love to see that happen. I'm suspicious, but I'd love to see it happen. However, if Iran agrees to no enrichment, imagine they do, but they don't agree to verification measures that allow the international inspectors to go to suspected covert sites, the agreement is worthless. Because what are they doing away from the inspectors? So that's an example of how these things are linked. And that's just on the nuclear side. There are many, many other important questions to be resolved. As you've already emphasized and your colleagues emphasized, we have no idea how these Lebanon restrictions are going to be imposed. Other countries, European countries, for example, have made it very clear there will not be a fee for going sending ships through Hormuz. Well, if you look at the MOU, it's practically an invitation to have some sort of fee imposed after 60 days. We could go on. There are many, many unresolved questions, even beyond the nuclear issue, that put this agreement in the long term at great risk.